What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And once again, the toll-free numbers are not working, or is not working. If you want to call into the show, the numbers are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. Joining us on the phone now is Don Wiskin from Extendovite. It's one of the sponsors of our radio shows and websites, and it's a great product. I use it myself. Don, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Michael.
So, what's new and exciting in the world of Extendovite?
Well, nothing new. We're still doing the same old thing. We're just helping people overcome these health challenges that seem to come with too much plaque and peroxides in the arteries. So,
let's stick with what works here, and maybe we need to send a couple of bottles of this stuff down to Hillary Clinton.
Well, we could, but then she might get all healthy and run the country.
What was I saying? What was I saying? That forgive me, that was a momentary lapse on my part. Anyway, getting on back to it, the reason. I like having you as an advertiser, and I've mentioned this before. I think we're in an era where distrust of corporate-produced medicine, I don't think it's been higher, certainly during my lifetime. And I don't know if you were listening to the tail end of the last hour where we're talking about the cover-up of the superbugs getting out of control, and they're trying to pretend it's not a problem. We're talking about this fertility doctor in Indiana who was using his own sperm to artificially inseminate women. And people are kind of they're pulling back from this commercialized orthodox medicine, and they're looking for things that can work, that are trustworthy. And obviously one of the things I like about your product is it's all these natural ingredients: hawthorn leaf, garlic, valerian, which is a mild relaxant. In fact, Valium is made from valerian root. They just take the valerian root, they repackage it, jack up the price five or six times, and sell it to you. And because it's from a pharmacy, it's more trustworthy. And obviously that is a bogus assumption here. So why don't you give us a rundown on the product one more time, and then I'd kind of like to veer off into this idea of why a natural approach to health at this time in our history is probably advantageous over the commercialized products.
Well, you're right there, for sure. It is garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And all these herbs synergistically seem to clean up people's arteries. Well, in some cases, on my site, heartdrop.com, I have some information there. I did some shows with a naturopathic doctor a few years back. And, he's into what mercury does and how in Swedish autopsies they found that the sulfur enzyme in the liver was overwhelmed with mercury and other metals. And, this is what slowly works us down. But he says there's yeast in the gut and metals in the liver. And if you can get rid of both of them, you're going to start getting healthy. And the garlic and Extendovite, the way it's processed with its with the aged garlic and the stabilized allicin in it, it helps to kill the yeast off in the stomach and slowly chelate the metals away from the liver. And we find that usually in about a month of people taking it, that there's an improvement in their complexion and they just start feeling better. And then, the rest just takes time. But the idea of getting the metals out of the liver, you see, the liver takes the stuff that comes from the gut, and a lot of toxins are in there and a few other things that are done because of the yeast, but it turns them into peroxides, and then the sulfur enzyme of the liver is supposed to chop those peroxides up and get rid of them. But because it's overwhelmed with metals, including mercury, it can't do the job, so it dumps these peroxides into the arteries, and they do more damage than free radicals. And the LDL, which is not really bad cholesterol, it becomes peroxided because it has no defense against it, and that gets stuck in the arteries, and this is where the problems all begin. So we're eating the wrong foods, we're breathing the wrong air, and we're subjected to all kinds of chemicals and metals that you know, we shouldn't be. I mean, thimerosal in vaccinations, everybody knows that's mercury. And so anytime you've had that done, you're in trouble. Also in your teeth, people, you know, my age, I'm, you know, 61, people my age had mercury amalgams put into their mouth, and they chewed them all up. I got real lucky. In 1989, I met a dentist who said, oh, you have mercury amalgams. I can take those out. So we did the rubber dam and took all these, drilled all the metals out with lots of vacuum and suction so that I wouldn't have any of the vapors going towards my liver, and he got them all out there. And, you know, I've been very fortunate that I ran into somebody back in 89 who knew about that kind of stuff. But I still had a heart attack, but I believe that was because I trusted the government that the fast food places on those corners were okay to eat. But, you see, I was young and foolish. You know, this is before I was 42.
Were we not all? Were we not all? And, of course, it's still toxic food, but the portions are a lot smaller. We have to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite, which is a really good product. It's all natural components. There's no synthetic chemicals in there. Getting on back to your comment about chelation, I think that's probably become a lot more important to a lot of people who are living in those areas of the country where the water coming out of the faucet is now being discovered to contain a lot more than just water. Now, here on Oahu, I'm very lucky. We tested our water. It's exceptionally hard because we suck it out from inside a volcano. But otherwise, our water is very good. But we've all heard the stories about Flint, Michigan and the lead contamination. There was another story we ran, I think it was just yesterday, about arsenic is now coming out of those faucets. Obviously, that stuff will build up in your body. And anything that you can take that's going to help your body flush that out is going to be something that will, in fact, be good for you.
Absolutely. And that's what Extendivite does. We have it in liquid and capsule form because some people don't like the taste of the spicy herbs under their tongue, but nobody seems to mind taking a couple of capsules. So the product works. It just takes a little time. We had a doctor who had arrhythmia, high blood pressure, and shortness of breath. And he studied to be a doctor in the 80s. And he said in the 80s, there was a lot more science that was taught to doctors than they have in the 90s and the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And he went about trying to overcome his problems himself, and he couldn't find anything. And he was listening to a show one day, and he heard me on there, and he thought, what the heck? So about 2 years ago, he actually called during our February sale. He called and ordered a year's supply, and I got lucky and was able to talk to him at that time and actually convinced him to take it, and that's why he ordered a year's worth. And he went about taking it. Now, I always say 6 months down the road, your doctor's going to be saying, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. Well, he said at 6 months, he was doing well. At a year, he was doing great. And then 2 years, because he's still on it, he ordered it again and kept going, but he went into his doctor and had a physical done this January, and this is 2016, and his doctor, after getting all of the tests back, said to him, hey, look, we're both doctors. You know that people with these kind of problems that you just had 2 years ago do not get better. What have you done? Mm-hmm. And he told him that he was taking Extendivite, and you know, that doctor couldn't do anything but call us up and order it for himself. We have a lot of doctors on this now. But unfortunately, in 1961, the drug company stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America, including Canada. And in 1963, they started writing the textbooks. So doctors really don't know what's going on with natural medicine. And if they were to work with natural medicine, they could lose their license to practice medicine by the College of Physicians and Surgeons because they're not allowed to prescribe natural medicine. Whereas in Germany, for instance, over 40% of doctor prescribed medicine is natural, and the pharmacist actually puts it together at the pharmacy to deliver it to the patient, and they only go to the allopathic medicine if the natural medicines don't work for them.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because so many of the medications that you get at your pharmacy are, in fact, derived from those natural sources. They just don't want you being able to grow them in your backyard. They want to get their corporate profit, the commoditization. Coupled with that, of course, we have the development of synthetic molecules, which has been emphasized in modern pharmacology because they can be patented. Nobody can patent the valerian root. But if they tinker with the chemistry, they can call it Valium, put a patent on it, and have market exclusivity. The same thing, Digitalin is from foxglove. Aspirin comes from willow tree and birch bark. It's all out there. And for most of our history, those were where all the medications came from. The synthetic out of the chemistry lab stuff is relatively recent in human history, and it's emphasized because it can maximize the profitability. In my library, I actually have this book that was written in the late 1800s about medicines to treat illnesses, and all of these things are in there and all the things that they can really do. And it's just a case of how the drive for profits has subverted something that might actually be good for the patient in favor of keeping them chronically ill to maximize the profit out of that. So at this point, you know, I keep talking about this concept of coevolution, and that is that when you're looking at what's in this jar, the garlic, the cayenne, the bilberry, and everything, these are all plants that have co-evolved with us through literally billions of years of the evolution of life here on Earth. There are no surprises in them. When you go down to the pharmacy and you get the latest dihydroproterol, that's a molecule that has never existed in nature before, and your body doesn't really know how to react to it. It's going to try and fit it in to the receptors of the molecules it's already familiar with, and that can actually cause problems. That's where a lot of adverse drug side effects come from. That's where a lot of the adverse effects from GMO comes from. And so given the state of our medical industrial complex, and how it is clearly driven by the profit motive and not what is best for the public, I think more and more people are turning away from orthodox medicine. That time 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when I had to go to the hospital with pneumonia, that's the only time I've been in the hospital since I was in college. I just stay away from doctors as much as possible. Because I can't bring myself to trust what's in those needles. For years, we've been saying that multiple vaccines in the single needle given to children is the cause of autism, and they kept saying, no, it isn't, no, it isn't. Now there's finally a study out saying that, yeah, mixing these vaccines together is a major, major problem. Nobody ever tested for it before. And so I think more and more people are turning away from orthodox medicine, on top of the fact that thanks to Obamacare, people just can't afford to go to the doctors and hospitals anymore. They're paying these sky-high health insurance premiums. They've got a sky-high deductible to where people are just saying, I can't even go to the clinic. We're already getting complaints from doctors and hospitals saying Obamacare has lowered the number of people seeking testing and treatment, and more people are turning to these natural remedies because they're far less expensive. And if you do a little research, you know all that you need to know to be using them.
That's right. And, you know, I had a hard time taking the drugs. They tried to put me on statin drugs after my heart attack. My good cholesterol was bad and my bad cholesterol was good, but my cholesterol readings were fairly normal. So there was no real indication that I had the plaque and the blockages that I had according to the blood test my doctor had done well before my heart attack. And so, you know, it was kind of strange, but they gave me that Lipitor, and the first time they gave it to me, I was supposed to go home from the hospital that day. And I was so sick, and I'm laying on the bed, and I'm just like, I can't think right. I feel terrible, and I don't know what's going on. And I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, you know, I was feeling great this morning, but, mm-hmm. you know, that drug just turned me right off, and I couldn't take it. I tried taking it, but every time I took it, I just got so sick, I wanted to punch holes in the wall because I knew something wasn't right. And I stopped and survived. I also didn't take their blood thinners, too, which they were supposed to have me on, but thank goodness, shortly afterwards, you know, I learned about these Stellate cayenne drops, and I started taking them right away. And the ginkgo and the garlic are both natural blood thinners, so it helps to keep the blood thin and get through your arteries, which is something that we
and the cayenne is a natural vasodilator as well. I mean, that's going to help.
Absolutely. So there we are with, you know, two of my seven herbs working away to keep you going, and the hawthorn is in there to strengthen the heart and the arteries. The German commissionee has approved it as a natural heart tonic, and it's, you know, it's been known for years to work very well. But when you put all these seven herbs together, they seem to work synergistically to really be the combination that we need. I've had lots of people over the 16, 17 years I've been involved in this that have said, oh, well, you know, we tried all these herbs individually ourselves, and, you know, we had some success, but it didn't last long. And, you know, they questioned why our product would actually work and last that long, and they took it, and their life changed.
Well, you know, this idea that you can take a medication and the next day you're cured, that's certainly a feature of the advertising we see for modern medications. But if you really think about it, it took years and decades of your particular lifestyle to get you into the condition that you're in. Obviously, it's going to take an equivalent amount of time to pull yourself back out, regardless of what you're taking. Anything that's promising an overnight cure, I mean, that's just nonsense.
Yeah, maybe not as long as it took you to get sick, but it does take you a while to get over it. But it took you years to get to that point. It slowly started happening. You know, some people say, "Ah, it's okay. I'm just old," and that's my problem. But you know, it's not about age. I mean, I'm 61, and well, my wife and I went for a big long walk today. I try and look after myself. I keep up with the young people. There's not much I still can't do at 61, and I'm hoping that, you know, 65, I still feel this way, 70, I still feel this way, and maybe 80, because I'd like to get up to there. I'll have outlived all my family.
Yeah, that's not as much fun as you think it is, unfortunately. I'm 64, and Claire is classified, we both use your product. In fact, we're almost out. We have to order some more. It's all about keeping yourself healthy. And virtually every experience I've had with the medical industrial complex has been a negative one. Years ago, when I was going through the divorce from my first wife, Broadzilla, the doctor recommended some antidepressants. And for about 4 weeks, I felt wonderful. I was fun to be with. And then I had this backflash that just put me in this horrible, horrible depression, and I threw the rest of the pills away, and I will not take any more of those. We lost my youngest brother a few years ago, and he had gone on a health kick, started hiking, dieted, lost a lot of weight, went to the doctor. The doctor says, oh, you've got to take all this medication for your heart. 3 months later, he suffered a stroke, and about 6 months after that, he suffered a fatal heart attack. So same thing with my father. When he got sick, they made a mistake on his chart, gave him way too many blood thinners, and triggered off a cerebral event. Same thing with my mother. When she was being treated for cancer, they gave her radiation and chemo together. And to this day, I don't know if it was the cancer that killed her or the chemo and the radiation. And there was an article that came out last week where a survey of the British hospitals was showing more people are dying from the chemo and radiation than from the cancer itself. 25% of all cancers spontaneously remit. But the attitude is, we don't know which 25% it's going to be, so we'll just treat them all and send out the appropriate bills. We had that horrible case where this doctor got sent to prison for 45 years because he'd been throughout his entire career telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer so we could sell them profitable radiation and chemotherapy. Now we're going to take a break for 3 minutes commercial. Back with the last segment with Don Wiskin after these few words.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite. It's a great product. Claire and I both use it. And I've got an email here asking, Don, what would you suggest to help your body better absorb Extendivite?
Just taking it.
Okay.
That's the only way to have your body absorb it. There is no great or good or bad way. Once you put it in your mouth, like if you're taking the capsules, for instance, take them before you eat because you want to push them down into the intestines before they get released, because, you know, you might cause a little bit of a repeat, a cayenne or a garlic warning. The liquid is 15 drops 3 times a day under your tongue. Mm-hmm. It's for people who can handle the spicy drops. Some people don't like it. The capsules outsell the liquid a lot. But getting it in is all you have to do. You just keep putting it in. There is nothing special to increase the effects or even decrease the effects. It works no matter what. As long as you take it, it'll work.
Okay, and we have a caller waiting on the line, Marguerite in Tucson. And Margaret, you have a question for Don Wiskin.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I really love this stuff, and actually I like the liquid better than the pills. I bought both of them because I had asked you, Don, over the Amazon question line, if which would be better to take, and then I didn't get a an answer back, and so I bought both, and sometimes I take the pills when I don't forget to to take them before I eat and all. But actually, I think the taste of it is wonderful, but then again, I like hot stuff. So I take it first thing in the morning. And so, but one of my questions to you actually is, and I had come across somebody writing about it, that they take, I think, double or triple the amount initially getting started, having obviously problems. And so, but my question is, I couldn't imagine that one could really overdose on such stuff. I mean, one wouldn't take a whole bottle, but have you had any complaints where people took maybe too much, or... was it not a problem?
No, you can't take too much. You can drink the whole bottle of liquid, and you know it really has no effects. It just goes through you and it's gone. It doesn't last very long.
I know.
Same thing with the capsules, but you know I don't recommend. I know that testimonial's on my website, but I really don't recommend that you take three times or even two times the amount, because it's not about, you know, immediate. It's immediate for people that are very ill, but it's not immediate for the average person. So
just
it's really about time,
the heart
how,
and everything.
You know, it worked for him.
Yeah, I'm just about 80, so I want to be hanging around for a while in order to see how this mess our government and all have created, how that works out. So I would hate to go.
Well, I'm really glad you're 80, and I'm really glad you're taking Extendivite. You'll live a long time. Just keep yourself busy and active, and that's what the Extendivite helps you do.
Exactly. Well, I still thank you. I'm happy you are here today, and I always enjoy Mike's program. You know, great stuff, really. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Margaret. And, Don, we got about a minute and a half for you to sum up for your product here before the next commercial break. What would you like to say?
Well, I'd like to say go to heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Take a look, read some of the information there, order the product. If you like, you can also order it off of Amazon. Amazon.com will get it to the U.S. customers a lot faster than we can, because we are in Canada. We have it on Amazon.ca for Canadians. We have a toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. If you want to call and talk to Babs and get yourself, you know, set up for getting healthy.
All right. Well,
that's all I can say.
All right. Well, listen, Don. And again, that's info@heartdrop.com, and we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break here, and I have to chase the tantrum throwers off of my server during the next commercial break, so we'll be right back.
And we'll get that off to you in the mail right away tomorrow.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. A couple of things. First of all, it looks like my server has just been hit with a massive denial of service attack. And so once I'm off the air, we'll clean the tantrum throwers out there one more time. And what they don't seem to understand is when they engage in these kind of tactics, they're basically admitting that they've got something to hide. They got something to cover up. That they're trying to impose a dictatorship on everybody. The other story is, this is on Fox News, where apparently there is a crisis with fentanyl-laced heroin coming in at the border. Now, I know all of you are very clean living people, but just in case, there's a type of fentanyl, a specific isomer, called D-alpha fentanyl. And it was a big problem in Southern California back in the 1990s because it can give you a permanent case of Parkinson's disease if you indulge in it. So if you are chasing the dragon, to put it delicately, be appropriately careful. Okay, let's take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hey, dude. I hate having to call you back, but I would love to have asked, just listening about, one quick question. I'm guessing that the FDA had fun with him here in the U.S., or at least the States is concerned, because, quite frankly, it's apparent that he had to change the wording of the ad regarding Extendivite. I remember what was stated before, and now the wording has changed on it, and I'm wondering if that may have a correlation, or I would love to have heard his response.
Well, he's constantly being challenged by the FDA regarding the rules. We know the FDA is trying to basically find some way to control natural medicines. For a while, they tried to outlaw nanosilver. And so he has to be very, very careful to stay within the limits of U.S. law, which is rigged against natural medications and is there to basically support the commercial pharmacy industry. And most people don't understand. The FDA is not there to serve the public interest. They're basically created to be a government support group for these industries.
More like a watchdog, if you'd ask me, but oh well. That's what I thought was the case, but oh well. All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and getting on to the news. Now, interestingly enough, Meghan McCain, whose father is John McCain, has taken the Washington Post to task regarding Chris Cillizza's articles about what's going on and how it's no big deal and your health is fine and whatnot. And Meghan McCain makes a valid point. Back in 2008, if John McCain had stumbled and fallen and had to be thrown into a van and driven off, how would the media have reacted? They would have ripped him apart. They would have absolutely ripped him apart. Now, as you know, Congress is in the middle of investigating not just Hillary Clinton's email server, but the FBI's investigation into it. And apparently there's been a bit of a goof where the FBI has now asked the House Committee on Oversight to return 27 emails they gave the committee in a document dump from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's file. And the FBI is saying, no, we didn't mean for you to see those. Well, according to the subpoena from Chavez, they're supposed to turn everything over. And once again, I think it is a legitimate question to be asking if behind the reckless handling of the server itself lies a repeat of the 1995 ChinaGate scandal. Sorry, 1996, in which then-President Bill Clinton was transferring sensitive U.S. technology to China. At the same time, Chinese money was pouring into his reelection campaign fund. If you think about Hillary Clinton's email server and the foundation, it's a perfect espionage setup. Use the weak email server to house and sell sensitive U.S. documents to foreign interests. Use the foundation to collect and launder the payments. That's absolutely what's going on. That's a legitimate question. And I think the FBI found that. And their concern is that a scandal of that magnitude, a serving Secretary of State committing espionage out of the State Department, is a scandal that could bring the entire government down. And they're absolutely right that it could. So, now then. Let's see this and this. Now then, this meme, this story, this idea that somehow Putin and Trump may have poisoned Hillary Clinton is starting to actually take off. And there's this weird article over in Pravda Report, USA to take revenge on Russia for Hillary Clinton's health problems. And basically saying that the U.S., which has been screaming that Donald Trump is being helped by Vladimir Putin, are now using it as justification for the U.S. to intervene in Russia's elections. Now, meanwhile, the World Anti-Doping Association, we were talking about them in the last hour, is now questioning the International Biathlon Union over its choice of Russia for the 2021 World Championship. It's completely politicized. It's become another device with which to bash Russia. Now, there is still a huge backlash regarding Hillary's comment about deplorable people. And I'll tell you, I'm proud to be a Trump deplorable, certainly as opposed to a Hillary parasitic sycophant. But Mike Pence is out there saying, these are all Americans. They deserve the respect of everybody in politics, and we expect a president to be president of the entire nation, not just the cronies and supporters. And Hillary has now apologized for this, but the damage is done. It's like Mitt Romney's 47% comment that a lot of people attribute his eventual loss to, ignoring the issue of election fraud going on. Now, over in Taiwan, as you know, we had a couple of recent near misses of hurricanes here. They're looking at Typhoon Meranti. It's already a Category 5. It's about to hit Taiwan. They're going to have a really, really rough time about that. Now, you remember the Lockerbie bombing was blamed on Libya, but there were all kinds of contradictions, people thinking it might have been a false flag. Well, the son of the accused Lockerbie bomber, Al-Megragi, is now moving to Scotland, and he's preparing a fresh legal appeal to clear his father's name. And he's moving to Scotland because a previous attempt to reopen the case was kicked out because there was no family involvement up there in Scotland. Nobody had standing. So he's moving to Scotland so he can go to court and say, this was my father. I have legal standing to open this case. And looking back on history, with all the false flags that we have been dealing with, the possibility that Lockerbie was just another in a long series of deceptions, it's a perfectly acceptable notion. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Doing fine.
I don't know if you caught it. I think it was yesterday or on 9/11. Fox News tried to make an Al-Qaeda connection with Iran.
They're trying to basically say anybody they want to invade, oh, Al-Qaeda's there. They did that with Afghanistan. They did it with Iraq. Now they're trying to do it with Iran.
Hey, but this is all seriousness, though. They wouldn't be pushing that unless they had sort of a, unless they must feel that a good sort of the population might believe it, you think?
Well, at this stage, no, because they've played that so many times. Oh, Al-Qaeda's in Afghanistan. We got to bomb them. Oh, we were wrong. Al-Qaeda's in Iraq. We have to bomb them. Oh, no, we were wrong. Al-Qaeda's over. Now they're trying to target Saudi Arabia here. Earlier in the show, the life's, lies and propaganda have a shelf life. You can only go to the same well so many times.
So it's like what I believe in France. All those things are conscribed, because it's kind of interesting of, why would ISIS be targeting France when France was the one who voted against the Iraq war? They also did a couple other things that really wouldn't, you would think Germany or, Spain would be attacked more, but France stayed out of the whole, first invasion and everything, but yet they're the ones who are being attacked the most, and it's almost like, are they trying to change the public opinion over there like that? And do you think that they're actually gaining traction?
Well, they're trying to change public opinion. There's absolutely no question about that. How much traction they're getting, we don't really know. It's hard to tell because nobody's doing surveys of the people or polling of the people the way we do here at whatreallyhappened.com. We know that the American people aren't buying the government's propaganda because we're able to go on out and find out for ourselves. The corporate media in France is just as obedient to the government as the corporate media in the U.S., and they're going to be reporting, oh, yes, the French people are fully on board. They think XYZ, PDQ, BFD, and so forth and so on.
Because that whole thing, like, I think you reported on it, it was like a cover to put in on what? Martial law, and then where you can't criticize anything the government says. That's not just including terrorism, even the economy, you criticize that.
Oh, we're seeing that all over. I mean, there's this new coalition of the social media and big newspapers are going to, campaign against misinformation on the net. In other words, they're already out there trying to figure out ways where anybody who questions the official story about anybody, they can basically block them off and First Amendment be gosh darned. We know that Facebook is coordinating with Israel to tamp down anybody who's critical of Israel's policies. This is definitely going on. There's no question about that.
Did you hear about that $10 billion that Obama just signed over to them?
Yeah, I did.
That's kind of crazy, right? It's like, you know, it's crazy because, like, it's funny how, like, so some of the alt-right say, especially the ones who like Israel, say, oh, Obama's against Israel, he's this and that. But it's, like, it's funny because it's almost like the stage, like you say, like, both of them go back and forth saying that. And even there, people say, oh, he's not for this, not for that. But then you see his actions and everybody's actions in politics. It seems like they're going on the same wings of the same bird, you know, and they're actually not against each other's agendas. They only say they are.
They're not. The only reason there is still this illusion of Republican versus Democrat is to maintain the illusion that voters have a choice in this country. And yet, certainly, we have seen with the last few presidential administrations, whether it's the Clintons, the Bushes, or Obama, they're all in lockstep on this policy of trying to bring the world back under U.S. dollar hegemonic domination. That's been the agenda all along. To try and get that mafia-like piece of the action of global commerce on which to prop up our financial system. And they've abandoned manufacturing. Nobody wants our GMO. If they're not able to reconquer the world and have everybody using the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve, then the party is over.
Do you think that the next false flag may be just... Because I've always thought, you know, why Europe getting attacked also when if America wanted to have an attack, I mean, we have enough, you know, arms and everything freely open to the general public to where something could happen, but it's not. So that makes me think that, you know, that whole Islamic terrorism in the homeland is kind of weird unless they're saving it all up because, like, that 6.5 that went missing, I wonder if they need a big, like, spectacular, like, major attack, like, oh, a couple of squads of ISIS came into a mall. You know what I mean? Like something.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean here. But we know that all of these terror groups are working on behalf of nation states to try and convince the people to be just absolutely scared out of their minds. And cling to Big Daddy government and do what Big Daddy government tells you. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, it was the communists. Now it's the terrorists. And now they're trying to get back to the Russians. Our government cannot survive. It cannot control the people. It cannot loot and plunder the people unless they have an enemy to wag at you. And that was one of the warnings that George Orwell wrote into his book, 1984. Governments will create the enemy to scare you with to keep you obedient and under their control. And that's a big part of what Al-Qaeda is about, and ISIS.
Do you think they're just the front, like how you said, do you think, like, maybe the original goal never had changed? Maybe it had always been going after socialists and so-called communists? Because when you look at, I remember watching that movie, They Live, and then the justification for going after their little group was the police said that they were terrorists and communists. And then they went after their little, you know, meeting group. And I wonder if that's really the agenda, because like you said, it's all mafia action, right? And they would hate for, you know, money to be spent on the people. And anybody trying to actually advocate for money being spent on the people is seen as a very big danger, because then it opens people's eyes to see how much money is actually being just wasted and how much money they keep us focused on. That is a lot. You know, they make it seem like $100,000 and a couple of million is a lot while they're wasting.
Well, the reason for the waste, the reason for the waste is simple. Okay. Any tyrannical government has to keep their population poor to keep them weak. And so they take all the money away, and, you know, if they don't spend them on the roads and the rails and the bridges and everything, they have to find something to use as a cash sink. And we'll get all these weird government grants to organizations studying drug abuse and prostitutes over in Vietnam or nonsense like that. It's a way of basically spending the money someplace that doesn't impact the government itself. Anyway, listen, James, I need to let you go. We got one more caller, and I'm going to take that phone call to close out
the
show.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Spirit will never die. We will not go.
desert tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I take this last phone call here, I'm looking at Fox News. The State Department has just come out with an absolutely idiotic statement that the Iran nuclear deal is the reason that Iran is becoming more aggressive. And they're talking about how Iran is saying, if you fly planes close to our border, we're going to start shooting them down, especially with the transponders off. Iran is not the aggressor here. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. This is the U.S. trying to push its war agenda along. And I think what's going on, especially with Hillary's little whoopsie over the weekend, is they're pretty much resigned to the fact Donald Trump is going to be the next president. And so they're going to start World War III for real and stick him with it. But it could backfire. Because Donald Trump's a businessman. He's not obsessed with his historical legacy the way professional politicians are. He could get into the White House and say, you know something, this is a stupid idea. Call up Russia and China and say, this is a stupid idea. Let's just stop now. Russia would agree immediately. China might need a little more schmoozing. All right, last phone call. Alex in San Antonio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I have two quick questions for you, and I'll take my answer off the air. The first question was, you know how you always say that you know, you have to look for what's not there when you're being lied to. How would we know in a case where Hillary had died, and we wouldn't know for several months with all these tricks and, you know, all these doubles that they have.
Obviously, at the first debate, it would be pretty obvious that, you know, Hillary wasn't there. I mean, unless they've got her over at a taxidermist right now and they're stuffing her and putting a little, you know, voice box in her or something. No, at this point, at this point, the reports of her death were premature. The WABC-TV has admitted the guy did say it. It isn't what he meant to say. He misread the teleprompter. He wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton's health, not her death. Maybe it was a Freudian slip on his part. But at this point, it's pretty certain Hillary is still with us. The question is, what condition is she in? And if she has suffered a stroke, it's possible she could partly recover with treatment over the next few days. But, you know, obviously by the time of the first debate, we're going to know if she's still in this race or not.
Well, and, you know, it's funny you say that because that brings me to my next question. You know, in case that she wasn't with us, what kind of technology, because you know how you always say that the military is like 20 to 30 years ahead of what's out in the public view. What kind of sort of technology do you think they would employ to help them try to, I guess, fool the American public, you know, if they do have anything?
There's all kinds of video and CGI technology, and we've already seen movies where very famous celebrities are duplicated in the computer, but they're not actually standing there on the set. And I can't imagine Donald Trump looking at an empty podium and not saying, gee, that's an empty podium. So I don't think it's really legit. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. There is so much at stake in these next few months. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.